شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, children, and welcome to Rebbe's Musa Stories. We're in Parshas Maaseh. In Parshas Maaseh, there is a mitzvah that is very, very loved. This mitzvah weighs equal to all the Torah. Can you guess what it is? It's the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, the Torah states, Vishavtem bo, and live in the land. It's a mitzvah every moment of your life over there. And it's a mitzvah that you fulfill with your entire body. When you walk around in the land, each four amos is considered a separate mitzvah. And if you buy property in Eretz Yisrael, it is also considered a big mitzvah. Many poskim hold that it's still a mitzvah even these days, even before Mashiach comes. They say that each yid needs to ask himself, why am I not living in Eretz Yisrael? There are some good excuses, but it's best not to have any excuses and be able to live in the Holy Land. But you have to love it. Love Eretz Yisrael no matter where you live. Love Eretz Yisrael like you love your mother. It's the main land. It's the first land that Hashem created. It's the best land. And it's the land that is closest to Hashem. It's His land. Yes, Eretz Yisrael is the best in the world. And Hashem gave it to us, Klal Yisrael, the best nation in the world. The Gemara says stories of how the Chachamim used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. They loved it so much. And how they would kiss the cliffs when they got there. Mwah. They just loved it. And we should too. Loving Eretz Yisrael is part of loving Hashem. Now kids, the Meraglim didn't love Eretz Yisrael enough. They said bad comments about Eretz Yisrael, as you probably know. But did you know that the 10 lost tribes of Israel also said bad comments about Eretz Yisrael? And because of that, they won't be accepted back. Yes, some Mefarshim say that. Look at Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. And what did they say already? The tribes of Reuven, Shimon, Yisachar, Zvulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Asher, Dan, and Naphtali were all captured by an enemy king named Sancheriv Melech Ashur. Sancheriv tied them all up. He tied up the people of the 10 tribes, the 10 Shvatim, the Aseres HaShvatim, and he marched them out of Eretz Yisrael and settled them in a distant land. When the 10 Shvatim got there, they commented, hey, this new land is as good as ours. Some even said, this land is twice as good as our land. Kids, it seems small, but to Hashem, it's considered very severe. A very severe Avera. They didn't say anything directly bad about the land, but you understood it. They meant to say Eretz Yisrael is not the best. But imagine saying worse things like, imagine saying, oh, it's too hot in Eretz Yisrael. Or, I can't stand the weather there. Brr, too cold. Or, you can't get chocolate eclairs in Eretz Yisrael. Or, there's no good mayonnaise. The Gemara relates how two great Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael used to give their shiurim outside under a tree. So in the summer, they would always move the Talmidim around the tree so they could sit under the cool and shady area. If they get hot, they might complain about living in Eretz Yisrael. And in the winter, they would move the Talmidim to where the warm sunshine was so the Talmidim wouldn't get too cold. Like this, they won't be able to complain about living in Eretz Yisrael. Look, kids, it's never a good idea to complain about the weather. Who decides the weather? The weatherman? Of course not. Hashem decides it. He has a reason for each degree of temperature in each place in the world, and for each cloud in the world, in the sky. Someone who complains about the weather is complaining about Hashem, if you think about it. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a much bigger problem to complain about things in Eretz Yisrael. It's like complaining about your loving mother, like saying she's bad. Chas v'shalom. Eretz Yisrael is the absolute best and the downright greatest land in the universe. For more stories, visit MusarStories.com and become a member, or make a donation, or do both. Be yalti toy toy toy.